Hey everybody, got a fun e-mom for you today. Saturday, April 29th, 2023. Every minute on the minute for 24 minutes. And if you look at the workout, there's 8 minutes laid out. It's a 24 minute e-mom. So basically you go through minutes 1 through 8, then you'll go through minutes 1 through 8 a second time, and then you'll do it a third time, and that will come out to 24 minutes. So each minute has a particular amount of work associated with it, or it's rest, and those minutes are glorious. So what we have is on minute 1, you're going to do as many double kettlebell reverse lunges as you can in that minute. So you've got a kettlebell in each hand, they're in the front rack position, and you're taking one step backwards. You know, so you're in place, you're not like lunging across your garage backwards. You're in place, step backwards, stand back up, then use the other foot, lunge backwards, stand back up. As many of those reverse lunges as you can in 1 minute. You then get a full minute of rest. On minute 3, as many V-ups as you can. Minute 4 is a full minute of rest. On minute 5, as many rope climbs as you can with your feet. Then you get a full minute of rest for minute 6. Minute 7, as many box jumps as you can, 24 inches for men, 20 for women. And the minute 8, a full minute of rest. And then you'll do that 2 more times. We're recommending a pair of 53-pound kettlebells for men, a pair of 35s for women. Of course, feel free to modify that if needed. I'd like to see somebody be able to keep moving for that full minute. It's going to be a good challenge. And for the box jumps, whether you jump up and step down, or you jump up and then you hop down and you do a rebounding, totally your call. Either one is totally fine, and either one is prescribed. Me personally, I jump up, I step down, and it's all good. So yeah, it's going to be a good one. Some one-to-one work-to-rest ratios built in there. And ideally, I intentionally put a minute rest after each thing so that you could really try to get the maximum number of repetitions in each minute without having to worry about transitioning to the next thing, so fully being able to go for it. For the wildcard option, maybe you don't have some kettlebells, and so you're doing a reverse lunge with a 115 barbell for men, 75-pound barbell for women. Modify that if needed, right? So for a loading that you'll be able to keep moving for that 1 minute. It might be highly uncomfortable, but you can keep moving. We've got the V-ups in there. We're assuming with a wild card, maybe you don't have option to a rope climb, so there's pull-ups in there. Those would be kipping pull-ups would be what would be prescribed in this particular version, because you are using your legs on the rope climb. So we're going to use some leg and hip drive there in the pull-ups. And then we've got box jumps, all good. Scaled option, still a 24 minute EMOM. The kettlebell reverse lunge, but with lighter kettlebells. There's sit-ups in there instead of V-ups. We've got ring rows in place of pull-ups or rope climbs. And like I always say, make the angle of your body really challenging, because that's what the rope climbs or pull-ups would be. And then we have a box step-up instead of the box jump, but at a bit of a lower height there. And then for the limited equipment crew, double reverse lunge with the dumbbells instead of the kettlebells, V-ups, pull-ups, and then tuck jumps. You're welcome. So hopefully everybody enjoys that. For most of us, it is a rest day tomorrow. I encourage you to take it, and I'll see you back here on Monday.